57 degrees at AM 1150, 101.7 FM WDEL, where it's time for Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah! Let's get together with a glass of Schlitz, a friendly glass of Schlitz, real gusto in a great light beer.
Make you drink this because I don't really like you. Drink this cheap beer because I want you to go away. I don't like you, so please, it's where it hits. That's why I bring you the Schlitz.
Careful saying that on the radio.
Or it gives you the Schlitz, one or the other.
Welcome to Rick Jensen's World Famous Thirsty Thursday.
Yay!
Brought to you by Creston Wine and Spirits. They're a North
Yeah.
Even had
some Schlitz in your mouth.
Did somebody just turn the volume on backwards or what?
Excuse me. Clean up aisle two. Rick's lip. So, where was I? Oh, Thursday, Concord Avenue, North Broome Street, and Middletown.
At Middletown Crossing, because I'm going to articulate my words now.
Well, at least one of us
could
is.
Could you at least alliterate while you're articulating?
It's rhyme time in the Alliteration Nation. So, it's Thursday. We celebrate taste and often trash beer. We love beer. Here's beer news. I'm also the beer news compiler today for newscaster Lori.
I just read.
And so that's Thirsty Lori and the Thirsty Burke.
Hi.
Burke is Delaware's first Cicerone.
That's a very distinguished title I have.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't tarnish now, bowing. But okay.
No, I don't bow and I'm not going to scrape, but I will drink. So. Now you brought a growler. We have a couple things. First of all, I want to thank listener Will. Thank you, Will.
Yay, Will.
And all you other listeners, we'll give a shout out to you too if you can do what Will has done.
And that is give us free beer.
And you know what?
What?
We will enjoy it.
Thank you.
Oh, Will.
So what he's brought us is a Magic Hat X American Pale Ale. I'm looking forward to this because I do enjoy pale ales.
It looks like Bitmojis with missing parts.
It almost looks like a...
face parts, yeah.
Wait.
For those of you who might remember as a little kid, Colorforms?
Colorforms, yeah.
Yeah, chloroforms.
Chloroforms.
Here,
you probably don't remember that as well.
Honey, why is Johnny asleep?
We play with chloroforms. Hey, and I put it in his nose.
That's little Ricky Jensen.
And it works on Daddy, too.
Not chloroform.
It's not chloroform. Are you sure?
Because Colorforms. So
I loved Colorforms.
So the logo on the Magic Hat X Pale Ale looks like Colorforms, where they haven't quite finished putting together the guys' faces.
Yeah, only one guy has eyes, but they're covered with sunglasses, and everybody else is like a blank face. But they have facial hair and things. Yeah.
One guy has no hair.
It's just on the wrong side of his face.
Have you ever built a Bitmoji? For yourself, and you have to pick your hairstyle and the shape of your nose and the oval face.
We know you have.
And that's what I think it looks like. It looks like they're trying to build their Bitmoji.
You really must show me how to do that sometime.
So, you guys are familiar with... You know, the craft brewing really started, I guess, in the mid-1980s. It became kind of well-known. Then it died off. Then in the mid-90s, it started to grow again. 1999, it became a really big thing amongst most of America.
Right.
Is that fair enough?
I think that's a reasonable timeline.
So, in that timeline, around late 90s or so, Magic Hat number 9...
Number 9.
Became
number 9.
Really well known.
Magic Hat number 9.
Turn me on, drunk man. Turn me on, drunk man. That's not how it went in the Beatles' White Album?
Number 9.
So, the craft beer revolution.
Number 9.
Thank you. Really came to a big foamy head in the mid to late 90s.
A foamy head.
Well, came to a head that he was being beery. When most people in America came to realize, there's real beer in the world, and we have some here in America.
Yeah, it was a good one.
We had many before we found it. Yeah, we need cups. 9.
Nice. So anyway, what you got? More cups?
Got cups.
Oh, thanks, Greg. More cups. Got cups? Here, kids, wear this in the football field.
Does this mean
field.
We're in our cups?
Now.
Okay. Yes. Doesn't
now.
Make
wait.
Sense.
Well we done.
Now, the thing is, though, I want to know, do you remember drinking Magic Hat number 9? Do you remember that?
I remember Love Potion number 9, but I don't remember this.
Honestly,
Honestly.
I liked other beers of theirs better.
Thank
you. It was the one they were best known for.
It was.
It wasn't one that I
I never went back for it. I tried it once. I thought, nah, no big deal here, and moved on.
Most of their beer, like the beers that nobody knows that they make, I think are really good. But the number nine, which is the one they're best known for, I just, it wasn't my thing.
And then that's when I started turning to the, because I agree with
you. How is it, Lori?
I started turning, oh my God, look at that face. Good Lord.
Are you making that about the beer or about the host?
I think we need a makeup.
He did it behind his back.
We need a makeup crew here.
Let me just say that it's a little tart.
A little tart, yeah.
A little tart on the old grapefruit.
Who are you calling a little tart?
Well, certainly not you.
And I'm not going to ask where Brooke is right
now.
No.
Wow.
No. No.
She's not here to defend herself.
The rule has to be we only insult each other when we're in the studio, all right?
Oh, that's true.
And that is a rule in a Jensen show all the way noon to four is no one gets out unscathed, especially me. So I was really unimpressed with that. People said, wow, it's a great craft beer, blah, 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 blah. I turned to some of the craft breweries that were in Philadelphia and realized there was some really good stuff going on there. And so that's why I see this. I'm thinking, Will, I hope this is really, really good, man, because I've had a couple of Magic Hat brews and you'd be better off buying anything brewed in Delaware.
I like this. Like, Lori, you were describing it as tart, and I think there's like a citrusiness, but like when I think of tart,
citrusiness.
I think...
Yeah. You obviously have a taste bud problem.
It's like
it
truthiness. Citrusiness is like truthiness.
Yeah, it's kind of there. Yeah. Hmm.
Well, wait. It's got a nice mouthfeel, though.
Yeah.
In other words, it's not really light and thin
and
effervescent.
Well, it's not filtered either, but it is... Okay, as IPAs go,
which it's not.
Right.
No.
This would be flat, but this is not that. It's just a regular pale ale, right?
American pale ale, yeah.
Right. So here's the deal. I don't mind citrus.
Uh-huh.
What I mind is heavy grapefruit.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah. This has got some lemon and melon.
Without any sweetener.
I'm telling you, I don't know what hops they're using.
The malt sweetness isn't there as much as I would have expected.
It's not balanced at all.
It's very dry.
And very bitter.
On the back end. On the back end.
Right after you swallow, it comes on hard as a very bitter taste.
You know what? It's a
grapefruit rind.
Little grapefruit on the back end.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, grapefruit from the beginning to the end is just kind of not my cup of beer.
It's a little pithy.
Don't get all pithy on me. That's not right.
Not very hoppy. This puppy, by the way, it's only 5.6 alcohol.
Makes it a pithy puppy, you know.
And the IBUs are 45, so it puts it...
Yeah.
Kind of in the middle, but still, tastes much more bitter than that because of the grapefruit, I think. It's very fruit-forward.
I like it.
I would say this to those of you...
This is a drinkable beer. This is a very drinkable beer.
I'm glad you like it. I'll pass.
For those of you who like an IPA... This is not going to be your double IPA or
no,
but you're going to like this because it has a little bit of that character in the beer.
I agree.
And it has,
but you gotta like IPAs,
a slightly heavier mouthfeel to it, a little more gravity.
And they are calling it an American pale ale, not an English pale ale. Right. The English pale ales tend to have more malty sweetness in the finish. Mm-hmm. You still get that pop of hops in the front, but the British style has more malt sweetness that finishes out. It's usually what lingers.
For people who don't like to have that grapefruit linger and on your tongue and everything like that,
kind of puckery,
then I would suggest water afterwards.
Hey.
Afterwards.
That's not so bad.
Well, no. I mean, because it's going to linger.
Oh, it does linger.
Yeah.
It's like that first spoonful of chili.
I'm liking it.
And you're
more,
not sure how it's seasoned.
Yes. Yeah, you're right, Lori.
It's like that first spoonful of chili, and then you swallow that down, and then all of a sudden your mouth goes, hello.
Yes.
With all the seasonings.
Just a spoonful of chili helps the medicine go down.
It's beer.
You sure?
It's beer.
Okay.
Beer. Just saying. Don't look at me that way, Rick.
If you pick up this beer and you're thinking you're going to get a typical American pale ale, you're not going to get that.
Nope.
Understood that the Magic Hat X, they should say something here like an IPA.
You need a microscope to be able to.
American pale ales are usually more balanced than this. This definitely leans towards the IPA.
I got a question for you guys. It's totally off topic.
Oh, good. What?
So I've been reading a couple of blogs and beer columns. And
oh, so it is on subject.
Sort of. And there seems to be this this concept that I guess the beer writers, you know, the beer snobs, are thinking the New England style, the juicy IPAs, are getting too much love, and that they're overrated and exaggerated. Look at you! You've seen this. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly.
I can
what you're
tell by
about.
Your face. Yes,
everybody wants to have like the next big thing.
Yeah,
and then when the next big thing becomes big, then it's not good anymore, and they want a new next big thing. The New England IPA style, I think, it's a really good style.
It is.
And it doesn't, you know, just because everybody, like, so over the course of the last, whatever, 5 years, you went from having, you know, 8 or 10 New England IPAs to 8 or 10 hundred, or 1,000, whatever that number would be. It doesn't change the fact that if you like the style, you like the style. And if it's the style, if it's a beer, the brewery makes it well, then who cares if a lot of people are making it? Everybody wants something new, something different. And sooner or later, you're going to start, you know, fermenting, you know, fossilized dinosaur feces and say, oh, well, this is going to be the next big thing.
Well, Sam Calagione will be the one to do that.
Especially after that Egypt trip.
Exactly. Yeah. Ty Henke.
Sours are really, you know, have been really popular. And then you go to beer festivals and in the summer, everybody's got a sour. Everybody's got a New England IPA.
All those sours.
My brewery, we serve our stout in the middle of summer a lot of times just because it differentiates us.
We love the Tweeds Tavern Stout. Yeah. Delaware loves that beer, man. So for those of you who may not know, we don't make a big deal about it, but he's actually the managing.
I'm the head cicerone.
Whatever. managing partner, Twin Lakes Brewing. And Bush, which reminds me, you brought this beautiful growler, this large, ginormous.
What growler?
That brown growler with the plastic white.
I don't see a growler.
Cat. Well, that's because you're looking at me. Here.
I'll go and grab it. It's right over here.
Yeah. Wow, baby. What's in the growler?
I don't know.
Looks like you need to start lifting
weights.
Maybe
you don't know.
Jensen.
You're the one that brought it.
I don't know what growler you're talking about because I certainly didn't get a hold of a growler.
You mean, is this supposed to be a beer that we're not supposed to have?
Who? No. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, so
you guys lost me. Okay, just so you know.
Okay, understand something.
I don't even have a breadcrumb trail here.
My guess here is that Burke has acquired a growler of beer that is likely not for public consumption and likely not supposed to have this here, but we have it here anyway. See, we've had this sort of thing happen before with other brewers, and they will acquire something and bring it in the show, and then we'll drink it, figure out what it is, and have a great time. So
why would they want to waste good beer on us for that?
I have no idea. Maybe it's the podcast.
Yeah,
so WDL.com podcast page is Thursday. All right, what can you tell us about this non-existent growler?
It's brown.
Okay.
Has no printing on it whatsoever.
It's blank.
So there are
which
some,
is in itself odd.
There are
it's
some
a,
beers.
It's a half a gallon.
You know, wait. This reminds me of the beer story you had last week and the week before. A Wawa doing a stout beer with Hershey's chocolate. Remember?
Yep.
And reportedly not going to be available here in Delaware.
Nope.
Was that accurate about that story? Not going to be available here in Delaware?
Well, you have to go over the state line because Wawas don't sell beer here.
I think you're mixing your metaphors.
No, I'm just
definitely mixing his beer stories.
Yeah. Talk to the beer news lady.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. You wanted me to talk to you.
Wawa did a beer with 2SP.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
This is not that.
Wawa is doing a beer with her. No. I mean, who's doing the beer with Hershey's? Yingling. Oh, Yingling is doing a beer with her. Oh, this is not that beer. Oh, cool. Okay, when we come back, we will be tasting a beer that is not.
That
the
does not exist.
Exactly. That does not exist.
Not exist, Yingling and Hershey.
Boy, that should be flavorful.
Cool. Keep it here.
Can't believe it took you this long.
The Rick Jensen Show. On AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL.
My job's all finished, or it's finished. You deserve a bottle of that golden brew. Beautiful, golden, beautiful. Say, beautiful beer is 14K, and 14K saves a day.
It's Thirsty Thursday. Myself, Rick, what?
Wake up. Wake up.
What's wrong?
14K saves the day.
Whatever. It's a dumb jingle.
It would work for my day.
That's Thirsty Laurie. You got Bert
is that,
here.
Is that the quality of the gold? 14 karat?
I don't care. I just
what was
cash.
What was the beer, Greg? Now we have to know.
Hoodoo Paul from Cincinnati.
Oh, Hootie Delights.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that.
14K probably refers to the color of the beer.
Hoo? Yeah.
Like
Hoo?
Gold.
Hootie. Hootie Paul.
Hootie.
Yeah. Hooties. Hoo? And they call it Hootie Hoo? Delights.
Hootie.
They went out of business, went Hoo? Bankrupt, and then they came back during just about...
Prohibition?
No. I don't know for how long, if they're still doing it, but somebody brought them back for a while because they were very famous locally. They're in Cincinnati.
Kruger had a plant in Newark, New Jersey. They bought a brewery in Delaware. The Delaware brewery wasn't making money, so they closed that. And eventually, Kruger closed in 61. Just saw a website the other day. They're back in Florida making Kruger beer down there.
There you go.
There you go.
Think about all the frequent flyers miles they must have
it's just
picked up over time.
It's just those old drunks used to live in Jersey.
I don't know. I heard Cincinnati, Delaware, Florida.
And?
Understand this about the Kruger Brewing in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
So you got these old drunks who bought a place at the Villages in Florida, and they're the ones that are buying the stuff. All right, at Creston Wine and Spirits, Middletown?
At Middletown Crossing? Is
also, Concord Avenue and
North Street.
They also have fabulous growler stations there, too, and they have, let's see, I was just actually going to open this up. On growler-station.com app on the phone, they have the... It's French.
Saison au Biomère.
There you go. Yeah, very, very nice. It's they still have the Superfluous Nomenclature, which is a great...
Nomenclature.
Great pale ale that's mispronounced.
Nomenclature.
Exactly. Let's see. The Southern Tears Rum Barrel Aged Pumpkin.
Oh, you were doing so well until you said pumpkin.
Big Oysters Dolores. Oh, my goodness. What a great name for a beer.
You like that?
What do you call this beer? Wait, what do you call this beer? Grace?
Dolores?
Gertrude?
Yeah.
Hey, Gertrude.
Maryland.
Get me a beer.
Maryland. Yeah.
And that was one of the most popular sours around Dolores. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have cracked this non-existent growler in the studio. And we were trying to figure out, because Burke wouldn't tell us where it's from and what it is. This might be the Yingling Hershey chocolate collaboration.
Let me just say on first taste, I'm going to say you probably went ding, 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 ding. You got a winner.
It smells like dark chocolate.
It's exactly, it tastes like
it
semi-sweet.
Tastes like it's described.
Tastes like a semi-sweet chocolate.
It does.
It really does.
Okay, you know what we need to do?
Drink more of this.
Yes, we need to drink more. And then when it's legal here in Delaware, which is not today...
But tomorrow.
But we, and so that means that this is just a figment of our imaginations. We're imagining all of this because we're not.
This is actually quite delicious. I'm going to buy the vanilla ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
If we get some of this for next week's
show. I'm
going
to bring the strawberry ice cream.
With this?
Chocolate and strawberries. Come on.
You've never had a chocolate covered strawberry?
All right. So next week, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a couple of floats. We're going to do a couple of beer floats with this.
Yeah, it's been a while.
One's going to be with vanilla, one will be with strawberry.
One will be with root beer.
No.
No.
No, just this particular beer.
I just said that for Greg.
Are you crazy?
Now, can you say that this is the Yingling and Hershey chocolate collaboration?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
However, I understand there will be a release party for this beer tomorrow.
Yes, and if you happen to stumble into Stanley's Tavern at 4 o'clock tomorrow, you might get a chance to meet... Jennifer Yingling.
Perfect.
Milton
Hershey.
How many
generations?
No, I'm not Milton Hershey.
Of the Yinglings is Jennifer.
Six generations.
Yeah,
there's three girls are running the shop now, and we'll hopefully talk with them. All right, we have the news. When we come back,
we're going to drink more of this beer.
Oh, yes, we are.
And share the experience with you. Give it air.
The Rick Jensen Show on AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL.
Green Buddies, I got some bad news. We got canned. They want us off the rocks by the end of the day.
What did you just say?
Canned? Who got canned?
Okay, freeze the swamp. You guys can talk?
Of course we can talk, you bonehead.
What does canned mean?
But all you said was bud and herb.
We were reading from the script. You should try it sometime.
What does canned mean?
Don't be fired.
Canned means fired? I can't breathe. Gonna get sick?
Wait, no, don't get sick.
Getting sick?
Put your head between your legs.
Someone get him a bucket.
Now, how is that supposed to sell beer?
He's right. So that's how the Budweiser frogs got taken off.
Number 9.
TV, right? Is that right?
That's it. We've been kicked off the rock.
I know. Hey, it's Thirsty Thursday. How you y'all doing?
Hey.
Anyway.
Did they get Schlitz canned?
Wow.
Okay.
I'm not going to mention the sponsor
right
now
along.
Because you said that. I don't want to put the sponsor's name right next to that.
Hey,
nonsense.
How about this beer? Isn't it delicious?
I want people to know that Yingling, okay, so of your American, you know, lagers, Yingling has always been one of the best in
Yingling
the country.
Yingling is always my go-to.
Yeah, I like that. And what's your favorite there from Narragansett? What do they call that beer?
Narragansett beer.
That's a great
brewed
one, too.
Brewed with seawater.
Not seawater. You know.
No!
But, of course, but out west and in Great Northwest, I also like grain belt, and I know a lot of people don't like that. It's got corn in it and stuff like that. But
yeah, I dare you to put a belt on that grain.
I like that. And so, anyway, Yingling is not only the oldest brewery in America, but one of the best breweries. They've knocked it
largest
out.
Largest American-owned brewery.
Yes. They've done two great things this year. They're just stunning for Yingling, I think. Because their Black and Tan was like...
And for their customers.
Their Black and Tan, I thought, was like...
Well, you know, actually, the Black and Tan was integral in the development of the craft beer, interest in craft beer in this region.
Really?
They were the first brewery to package a Black and Tan, and it was a great crossover beer for people who are hearing about craft beers, but a lot of the craft beers were just too weird.
Mm-hmm.
And so Yingling had a lot of customers that mixed their porter and their premium in bars. And they had the idea to put it into a 16-ounce can, and it took off like crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, now it seems kind of like, it's not that interesting because there's so many other beers out there. But
I can
when
tell
they
you, people
did
in
it,
the UK still drink Black and Tan.
But I remember we were making the Black and Tans, you know?
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
half and halves and everything.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So this year, they came up with the first new year-round beer in like, what, I don't know.
10
probably late plus. Lager would have been the last one, which was at least 10 years ago. More than 10. November.
17 years, yeah, my friend. Like it's 17 yeah. years. The Golden Pilsner. Right. And that Golden Pilsner is one of the best Pilsners I've ever tasted in my life.
I even like it.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge Pils fan.
Yeah, and I didn't used to like Pilsners that much because they seemed, it's kind of right. common, whatever. Yeah, but it's become a lot better now because
they did a really, really good job with that.
Right.
And anybody can make a Pilsner, but it's really hard to make a good one.
And this chocolate stout, it's a stout, right?
Porter.
It's a porter?
Yep, it's a porter.
It is so good.
Let me just say, anybody who has never really understood or experienced a dessert beer,
mm-hmm.
this is where you should start.
Yeah.
When this becomes commercially available in this area, go get this.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Fine. Go get this. Take it home. Whatever your dinner was is great. You know, put it away. And then for dessert, take out your nice little glasses and pour yourself this beer.
Yeah. Yeah. What are they calling the Yingling Hershey collaboration?
I believe they're calling it the Yingling Hershey's Yingling Chocolate Porter.
Okay, then.
I believe.
So we'll know what it is.
Yeah.
Now.
And when you take a sip of this, it's everything that you...
Everything
says.
And a great beer. It doesn't taste like a usual Yingling at all. I just want people to know.
No, this is anything but.
I wouldn't confuse it with their. I don't know if it's their regular porter recipe.
I don't know.
Or if it's a different one. And there's so much chocolate in here. It's impossible
to figure. I have to tell you, this is the sweetest beer I have ever tasted.
There's no coffee. It is a sweet porter. It is.
There's no coffee.
And yet the malts bring out some coffee notes. What do you say?
I don't
Yershey's.
Yershey's.
There's Mike Phillips over there in traffic watch. It's Yershey's. That's a good Pennsylvania name.
Yeah.
You want to try some of this? Come on in. Yershey's.
That's a shameless way of getting yourself into the studio.
All right. But then again, it is Mike Phillips. So come on in here.
He does a great job.
No, that would be a Pennsylvania name. A Pennsylvania Dutch name. Yershey's. There you go, Jebediah.
Cheers.
It's Jebediah Yershey.
Hershlings.
Okay.
Hershlings. I like it.
It will be available starting tomorrow. They're going to have a release party at Stanley's Tavern, which is at Grub
and Folk
Roads.
Yep.
Head on out there tomorrow, sometime after 4 o'clock, I guess.
Yep.
We'll be heading out there.
Yep.
I think one of the Yingling daughters, Jennifer Yingling, is going to be out there.
Awesome. I'll take my little phone. Hopefully she will have a conversation with
us. I'm going to take a piece of paper so she can sign it with her autograph and get it framed.
I'm going to get keys to her truck to try to steal some beer.
Be nice to get a bottle or a can autographed, except there aren't any. It's only draft.
Well, yeah, it's only draft.
Well, you have a blank growler, so I'll get a silver pen and we'll see.
There you go, yeah. Let's get to beer news.
Yeah, baby.
Like that isn't beer news.
from that around was the world. It was bearded last week, 2 weeks ago. Top.
This is a BBC Fest beer coverage.
Well, this isn't in the Just In department, but it sure is big news for all you people who like hard seltzers, because Delaware now has its own craft hard seltzer.
Yay.
Contain yourselves, boys.
That's great.
Okay, contain yourselves.
Wow.
Brickworks Brewing and Eats debuted Ethos Seltzer on September 13th at their Long Neck location, which opened June 17th in Teormina? Is that what that is?
No, it's probably not.
Okay, I have no idea what that is.
No, it's
a shopping center.
Okay.
Down a Long Neck.
Okay.
Anyway, the orange and mango flavored seltzer clocks in at about a healthy 4 ABV. So far, Ethos has only been poured via the taps at the Long Neck location. It could appear at the Smyrna location in the future. They're looking also into canning the hard seltzer, just like the national brands. Brickworks Sister Brewery, Milford's Mispillion River Brewing Company, is also working on a version of the seltzer with a higher alcohol content, closer to 5%, the ABV of the White Claw.
Hey, what's the road that gets down into Long Neck? You know, those little retirement places they've got?
Potnets?
Slaughter Neck. Is that Slaughter Neck Road?
I don't know.
I
have no idea.
I just wanted to say Slaughter.
Oh, go ahead, say it again.
Slaughter Neck.
Does it feel good?
Yes.
Having a good time now?
I'm feeling so much better.
I'm so happy for you now. So
that's right near the shopping center.
But there's one road that gets down there, and the thing is, you know you're getting close, you see all these boats for sale on the side of the road, right? And then you know you're getting really, really close to all the retirement double-wide places where you see all the golf carts for sale on the side of the road.
And they all go shopping at Teormina Square.
Wait, say they
you know those boats are just holes in the water you throw money into.
That's true, yeah. I know.
That's so true. So lawyers have to have a certain number of continuing education credits every year to keep their license. This year, the Delaware State Bar Association is offering beer. From a brief history of beer to the craft beer revolution to new laws and regulations that have sprung from the craft beer revolution, Beer. Now,
who's teaching it?
Maybe these lawyers will be inspired to lobby to change the Delaware law that says you can only own 3 brew pubs in Delaware.
Right.
That's what's driving Iron Hill to build and hire people in Exton, PA.
The other thing, too, is if they have this beer class and a couple of lawyers have too much to drink, no worries. They got some really good DUI lawyers here in Delaware. They'll get them right off.
Okay, so those of you who are interested in the Halloween Loop, that's Wilmington's longest-running costumed pub crawl.
Yeah, it's gone, right?
Not exactly.
No, it's turned into a costume ball at the Queen for its 40th birthday this year.
So the loop's gone, right?
Well, you're not actually crawling.
Yeah.
Yet.
Well, yeah.
Between pubs.
Right.
You may be crawling up the stairs at the Queen, but
those stairs are brutal.
They can be.
It's not so bad going down.
Yeah. The Halloween Loop Costume Ball is on October 26th and features classic Delaware bands like our favorite, Montana Wild Axe.
Yeah, Jam
Band. Caulfields.
Oh, great.
The Numbers. The Snap.
Nice.
Ooh, I might have to go
to this. Yeah, Ben's back with the Snap.
Yeah, I need to go with this.
We're chilling one of Delaware's great cover band.
Absolutely. And it's raising money for Light Up the Queen Foundation, which provides music education to low-income schools in Delaware.
So the loop's gone, right?
Well, not exactly. It's a ball.
So if you're an aficionado of beers and ales, you can celebrate the season while tasting local craft beers at these coming events. Monsters and Malts Movie Fest at Penn Cinema on the Riverfront.
Still not part of the loop.
Special screenings of classic monster movies paired with craft beer samples. We could do this at the Oddity Bar. You know, seriously.
Still not part of the loop.
Nope. Boo and Brew at the Trolley Tap House.
Boo.
A family-friendly carving event with pumpkins.
Pumpkin carving.
Yep. I said pumpkins, I thought I said. Anyway.
You got to think it's a carbon.
Something like that.
On October 20th, let me get that in there.
We're going to critique the news anchor live, and then we'll get punched.
You're closer.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Who are you again? So anyway, yeah. So
you have a comfortable couch, don't you?
Stitch House Brewery. I'm going to just ignore you guys. In Wilmington is offering a spooky cocktail hour, followed by a 5-course Halloween-themed dinner with Stitch House Brewing.
Yeah, they're good.
Brew pairing.
Yeah.
Blue Earl's 5th annual Hoppy Halloween Party down in Smyrna will be releasing a special Hoppy Halloween beer on the 26th to go along with a costume contest and live music from Tyler Green and Friends and Hoochie Coochie.
Hoochie Coochie, love that band.
One of my favorites. Argila Brewing Company's Halloween with Lowercase Blues.
Oh,
they're located at Pietro's Pizza on Kirkwood Highway in Newark on the 26th.
Texas Blues Jams.
Anybody planning to do anything other than, you know, pub crawls and things like that on the 26th? There's nothing else to do in Delaware that day.
That's right. There's no loop.
Nope. Belfont Brewing.
It's a ball.
Belfont.
That's what I heard.
Halloween candy and beer pairing at Belfont Brewing will happen on October 27th. A different day. That's always good. And Midnight Oil Brewing, horrifying hours from 5 to 11 p.m. on Halloween night. They're going to offer a dollar discount to patrons wearing costumes, including sleepover Mexican hot chocolate stout that day.
Okay, we'll probably have that on Delaware.com.
Sure.
WDEL.com. What am I talking about?
WDEL.com. Because you are Delaware, right?
I know. No, I was looking at this.
WDEL stands for Delaware.
We have time for one more. No, we don't. Because we need to get to the soft drinks. And Greg, our soft drink cicerone, has like
17.
Did I say 17?
I don't know. It's a bunch of them.
A whole bunch of soft drinks.
That's lots.
Oh, he's the 17.
I think you're counting the empty cups over there.
All right, there's three. Fine.
All right, what a great day. I mean, seriously, we've had a great beer, the Yingling Hershey collaboration. Usually, the soft drinks.
Come on out to Stanley's.
Usually, the soft drinks are horrible.
Hershey's.
Last week was weird because we had a good one. Now we've got three. Let's hope one of them's decent. Keep it air.
Hang on. More with Rick Jensen is just ahead on AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL.
Root beer, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. Root beer, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Thirsty Thursday Ballroom Microphone, our soft drink cicerone. Or sommelier. Are you sommelier or cicerone? Which is it?
Oh, I don't know either one of them.
Our confused soft drink purveyor... Greg Tiberius Lance, the 27th applause goes here. Right. Okay. You got that, finally. Yeah, applause goes here.
Remember we brought Boylan's drinks in, the sugar, and they tasted pretty good.
Question. Are these the guys who make the special beers, or special soft drinks, rather? If you want one made with a certain ingredient or something, they make it for you?
No, that's Avery's.
That's Avery's. Yeah, okay, not Boylan's.
Boylan's has the best cream soda.
Boylan's?
Boylan's. Yeah. That's the best.
Boylan's, they moved from Jersey up to somewhere in New York City area.
Why would you do
for
that?
For some reason. I don't know. Maybe closer to
better water.
I would do it just to get out of New Jersey.
New York City is supposed to have the best water. Anyway, they come. I don't know whether they're making this particular beverage or not, but the one we have today was initially started in Australia, and they're saying it's not a juice, it's not a water, it's not a soda. It's all three. It's called Mash. And they just started distributing this, the Boylan Company, back in 2009.
Really?
And they keep adding flavors, and today we have three of them. So your cups are numbered.
Let me guess. The first one is kangaroo meat.
No.
It's pink.
Pink lemonade?
It's pink.
Koala.
Oh, the pink one. That's the root beer.
Koala parts.
Koala parts.
It smells like a Jolly Rancher candy.
Yeah. Well, most of us do, I guess. These are less sweeter because they're using a combination of crystal and fructose instead of regular sugar. It's still sugar, but in another form.
Yeah, it's
nasty. Not as sweet, though.
It is.
It's sweet, but it's not as sweet as some of the, like...
There you go. Yeah. Okay.
Is this like a pink lemonade type
thing? You're close. Ah, you got it.
Yeah. What?
Is it? Grapefruit. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was citrus something with pink.
Okay, and do you want to try the second one?
Well, here's what I want to know. Okay. Do you drink that?
I've tried it. It's okay. Out of the three, I like the first one better.
That's what I... Oh, great.
Well, actually, one in three...
I hate this soft drink. You drink it, Jensen.
One in three I like.
One in three I like.
Two's okay.
But
okay.
It's so much sugar, man. I mean, how can you actually drink this sitting at work? You can't.
It's too much sugar. Not bounce off the walls. I know you.
Have a little bit.
It's called insulin.
Crash.
It's called insulin.
All right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay, this second one. Prettier color.
Okay. Smells like a different kind of Jolly Rancher.
It looks like a watermelon. Yeah.
Hey, there you go. Watermelon lemon lime. Yep.
Why is it that we accept on face value the fact that somebody puts on their label, this is watermelon, and we look at it and we go, maybe not.
No, it's not.
No, it doesn't taste like watermelon.
It's like raspberry.
You guys know,
exactly.
You guys know the thing about natural flavors and colors?
Yeah.
You know where they come from? A lot of them?
Unnatural.
You don't want to know.
No, they're natural.
Uh-huh.
But most
very
of them,
natural.
most of them are like bugs.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you, if you take a beetle and you squish it up and mash it up.
And it
you
tastes get like these, a raspberry?
And it's, therefore, it's all natural.
Nice.
I mean, it's not, you know.
Well, shellac used to be made out of bugs.
Remember bugs.
Shellac? Anybody use shellac?
I'm so glad I came here today to learn these things.
Never drunk shellac, but I've...
Here, have some bug juice. Get it?
Bug juice. Okay. I'm going to hurl.
This is watermelon, lemon, lime. So, okay.
In other words, lemon, lime, too?
Yeah.
This is fresh squozed beetle thorax. Yum.
And for those of you that don't like beetle thorax, we have grasshopper snout for you.
All right. And cup number three.
Arachnid abdomens.
Let's see if you get all three, Burke. You got two so far.
That's nasty, too, by the way, if I may. That's a lot of sugar in that
have
thing,
you
man.
Tried to, yeah. Mm. But not as much as regular soda.
I can actually taste the lemon lime in that.
Okay. Well, that's pineapple. Amazing. I didn't.
Tastes like pineapple, yeah.
No pineapple.
Not as this yellow one. What's this?
Is this a fruit I've heard of?
Both of them.
Yeah. I just want to know, was the specimen okay?
specimen?
Because that's really...
It's a little too dark. My specimen looks like I have a very high sugar content.
I was just
going
to say, has the specimen had enough water lately? Because this is really...
What's the vitamin that makes it that color? Asparagus and what else?
There's vitamin B complex.
Vitamin B complex
will make it look good.
Yeah,
and
imagine if you will, yes.
Okay. Let's take a guess at what flavors three are.
I said pineapple, and I guess not.
Damn. No.
Nasty.
Papaya?
No.
What bug did this come from?
Mango.
Yeah, there you go.
It's nasty mango.
Lori got one. Okay, mango and blood orange.
Oh, that's what did it.
I do like blood orange stuff. I do.
I like the third one. I like first and third. Second one was okay. And there's two other flavors. There's a ginger root. It has lemon peel in it, which sounds interesting.
Does it have like a spice to it? Like
why did you bring that one?
I couldn't find that. That was just listed on a webpage.
That's not
excuse.
And
pomegranate blueberry.
Do you have any idea what I went through to get that Hershey
pomegranate blueberry might be good.
I don't want to hear it.
He had to smuggle.
Not all flavors are available at all locations.
No, Burke had to smuggle.
I'm still not convinced there's not going to be somebody waiting outside the studio.
You with a red light on and
Well, I want Greg.
Handcuffs are out.
I'm waiting to walk out the studio and have somebody with a badge saying, Mr. Morrison, would you please come with us?
Yeah. ABC on the badge,
Burke, thank you very much for illegally bringing us this bootlegged Yingling Hershey beer. It's wonderful.
It wasn't
delicious.
Illegal. It was unapproved.
It's fantastic. And Greg, I want to thank you for the squished bug juice.
Sure.
Now I know where the term comes from.
This is called mash, and there's another a bunch of soft drinks in Great Britain called squash.
Well,
it has something to do with taking everything together and
squishing it together.
Exactly. I would just like to say, in honor of Halloween, this would make a great monster mash, okay? Saying.
They do the mash.
They do the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It's still nasty. No matter what
it was a daytime smash.
No matter how you say it.
Against Boris Karloff?
You can put it to music. It's still one glass of nasty. But you might like
really Kellogg's like Frosted Flakes. They're great.
No.
Greg, where can people buy this?
Wasn't that Boris Karloff?
I got him at Food Lion, but I've also seen him at Whole Foods.
Wasn't that Boris Karloff?
And actually, first I place I saw them was the local coffee shop chain that I can't announce on the air.
Okay.
So you know which one it is.
I'm listening to these two over here, and I'm listening to you.
And
he's
nodding his head at Greg, and he's like, not there. Sorry, Greg.
Oh, man. So, if you missed any of those two conversations,
welcome to ADD Corner
that were happening at the same time, listen to it on the podcast at WDL.com. It's Thursday. Thank you, Creston's Wine and Spirits. And remember, my friends, don't stay thirsty.
Flake it!
Oh, God.